This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And as some of us might feel or know or think, living near college kids isn't always easy.
Turn around, sweetheart. Not here. Over there. Over there. You ever see such a beautiful garbage can in your life? Go forth, sweetheart. Not under my window. People live here.
That complaint comes from a Cambridge grandmother, a fictional one, in the play Hal's Haven, written by Rebecca McGore, a Huntington Theater playwright fellow. But it's not your traditional theater fare. This play is actually from a podcast series where listeners are directed to download the play and then listen to it in a particular Boston location where the play is set. Performances such as this are part of the weekend's larger Emerging America Festival, produced by the American Repertory Theater, the Institute of Contemporary Art, and the Huntington Theater. Here to tell us more about this unique collaboration are some folks involved on the ground level. Ari Barbanel, she's director of special projects at the American Repertory Theater, or the ART. Welcome, Ari.
Thank you for having us.
And John Andres, he's public programs coordinator at the Institute of Contemporary Art, the ICA, as we all know and love it. Thank you for being here, John.
Thanks so much.
Well, let me just ask you, Ari, briefly describe to us what Emerging America is.
Emerging America is a festival of new American voices. It's a festival of performance, and it's happening from May 14th through 16th. And it's a collaboration, as you said, between the Huntington, the ICA, and the ART. We all came together about a year ago to start talking about this, and it blossomed into a fantastic collaboration. We're all presenting work that represents our own missions, but collaborating on some projects together within the festival as well.
So, John, how would this be different from other arts festivals we have around town?
I think one of the biggest pieces of this that's great is that we are an essentially art institution. We have a gallery upstairs, very different from the ART in Huntington, and I think we're able to play off on all of that and all of these performances that we are bringing here to Boston.
What do you mean by play off that? Because so far we've been talking about theater and performance, and like you said, there's a lot of installations and stuff at the ICA. So how are you playing off the performance aspect of Emerging America?
Well, I think a lot of these artists that we're bringing in are really blurring the lines. I know that My Barbarian, which is coming to Oberon, that ART is bringing, is really an art collective. They're really working in galleries. They've done pieces at Los Angeles County Museum of Art. We at the ICA are producing an experiment piece that really brings in a lot of performances, which is something haven't really done installed throughout the spaces of the museum.
Mm-hmm. And Ari, is the hope to get some sort of like cross-pollination between the institutions? Like, why don't ART members go to the ICA more often and vice versa?
Absolutely. It's the perfect opportunity to share all of our work across audiences that may have heard of it, may not have heard about it. The ART is working in our second venue, Oberon, which is a club theater, and it's the kind of space that more people need to know about, and the ICA audience and the Huntington audience are perfect audiences to come meet us and see what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So it's that great opportunity.
I understand that the Emerging America maybe in part took its inspiration from how wildly successful South by Southwest, for example, has been. Is that
I think South by Southwest is a great example. The Edinburgh Festival in Scotland is another fantastic example. I think any festival that celebrates a community and focuses on the work and the offerings that are already there in that community and then bring in the work outside and beyond to a city that may not have gotten to experience it before, any festival like that is a great model. That's exactly what we're trying to do, is celebrate the cultural diversity of Boston, Cambridge, and greater Boston, mm-hmm. and also celebrate these artists that are doing amazing work and haven't been here before.
John Andres of the ICA, let me just ask you kind of straightforward, how does something like Emerging America keep with the overall mission, say, of an institution like the ICA?
Oh, well, one thing is great is at the ICA, we have both our visual arts galleries upstairs and a performing arts component. One thing that we're really excited to do is sort of offer all of these experiences to ART subscribers and Huntington subscribers. They're going to be able to come to our museum and sort of see these galleries that we have upstairs in addition to all of these performances. It really gives all three institutions a chance to sort of know what each other, what we're doing and what we're all about.
Mm-hmm. You've mentioned that the three institutions are all doing things, and obviously it sounds like there are a ton of options for people over the weekend. So unfortunately, we can't go over them all. We'll leave some as a surprise for folks. But do you have particular suggestions, Ari, for people to go see this weekend?
All of it. But one group that John mentioned is My Barbarian, this art collective that has come from Los Angeles to work with us. And they've actually been in residence all week because one of the amazing parts of the piece that they're performing, which is called POLOT, stands for Post-Living Anti-Action Theater, the club remix. And they have actually brought together 5 or 6 local performers, young people, to perform with them. So it's going to be a completely unique version of this piece that you'll never see again, one time only at 10:15 p.m. on Saturday night at ART's Oberon in Harvard Square. It's going to be multimedia, PowerPoint, song, dance. There may be some audience participation. Don't let that scare you away.
Well, I mean, you mentioning My Barbarian, you've actually been kind enough to bring in a clip of one of their from one of their performances, and it's actually a few seconds taken from a fake folk song they've written about capitalism. So let's listen to that.
Hey ho, go with the flow, watery, watery grave. Now me ho, sinking so low, watery, watery grave. The capitalist is on the list. Davy Jones' sunken list. The capitalist will soon be kissed by Mommy Watersley.
That's an excerpt from My Barbarian. John, what about what's happening at the ICA in particular, things you'd want people to come see?
Well, one thing that I'm really excited about is on Friday night, we are having an experiment party, which is essentially sort of a DJ dance party, art-filled night of performances, music, dancing, and drinks. It's a 21-plus event, but we've had these events before. But this one in particular, we are working with a really, really wonderful woman, Michael Garber, who is a fellow at ART currently, and she's concocted this amazing performance at the ICA. There's going to be installations, human interactive installations around every corner of the museum. You will have no idea what you're going to come around next. It's going to be really, really fascinating.
It sounds really cool. All right, we've just got a couple seconds left, but let me throw the last question to you. You mentioned the Edinburgh Festival, and it's huge. Thousands of performers come from all over the world to Scotland every summer to participate in the festival. It takes over the city. Do you hope or anticipate that Emerging America could build to be something as big in Boston?
I would love it. I mean, we're already making plans for next year before we've even started this weekend. I think one weekend now, maybe a week next year, hopefully a month long. We'd like to involve everybody in Boston. This is an incredibly inclusive event, and we hope that it can and will become that big. Edinburgh started with 8 people. It's just the beginning.
Well, and you heard it here on Radio Boston. We've got more information about Emerging America as well on our website, wbur.org/Boston. Ari Barbanel, Director of Special Projects at the American Repertory Theater, the ART. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And John Andrus, Public Relations Program Coordinator at the ICA. Thank you for being with us here on Radio Boston.
Thanks so much.
And one final note today. Funeral services were held in Dorchester today, at 11, for 14-year-old Juwan Martin. He was shot and killed while playing basketball across from the Jackson Square Orange Line station on Saturday. Police have yet to determine a motive or name a suspect in the shooting. Pastor William Dickerson of Greater Love Tabernacle Church implored those at the funeral today to turn over any information they might have on the shooting to authorities.
Juwan is in the hands of a just God. Nicole Martin, Juwan's mom, said, she wrote, please stop this senseless killing. I want anyone with information that they have the courage to come forward and talk. Yes, the killers need to be brought to justice, and the only way it will happen is when we open our mouths and say something. Can't be gripped by fear. You kids haven't told a lie. You tell what you saw, you're a snitch. No, if you see something and you witness something, it's called an eyewitness. If you are a co-conspirator with somebody and you tell to get less of time, then you are a snitch. Know the difference. Know the difference. Know the difference.
It's Pastor William Dickerson officiating 14-year-old Juwan Martin's funeral today at Greater Love Tabernacle in Dorchester. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. Our program is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, and Jennifer Donaldson with help from our intern, Tom Urell. Radio Boston's web editor is Andrew Phelps. Tim Skog is our technical director. The senior producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. Iris Adler is our executive producer. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us tomorrow for more Radio Boston.